Shorty says she need a soldier, so I'm back, no doubt. Last time I had to scrap with ignorance, he damn near took me out. See, I can't do it myself, so I align myself with patience. Cats I wrote with in the past turned out to be double agents. Thought I killed this dude before, he had a million clones of hatred, and they keep trying to stop me, like them guys in the Matrix. I'm fighting for my life when I realize that I'm fucked. In the midst of the firefight, my weapon jams up. I don't move as quick as I used to, so I almost get stuck. And when I try to escape, I catch a slug in the gut. The spear laughing at me, talking about we got you, nigga. There's an explosion, I'm souped up by a mysterious figure. We flew off in a helicopter, not a ghetto bird, but a military Black Hawk chopper. I wonder who would help me, it ain't make no sense. It wasn't pride, cause years ago he started working with arrogance. Who are you? Why'd you save me? What's this all about? I'm barely hanging on, I'm nearly passing out. Then the voice says, don't worry love, you safe with us. It was this chick named Seduction from this clique called Lust. After that, I feel a sharp pain in my back. They hit me with a sedative and everything went black.
Money Seduction, you have to come see this. I've never seen anything like this before in all my years of practicing medicine. This craft represents the brain activity of a normal resting human being. This is the prophet's current brain activity. It seems he's placed himself in some sort of a self-induced coma, allowing him to heal three times as fast as a normal human being. With wounds like this, he should be up for a week. But his vital signs stabilize it. I think he's coming too.
I woke up a few days later in a hospital bed, kinda dizzy from the drugs, bandages on my head. The wound in my stomach had been cauterized closed. Snatched the IV out my arm, where the fuck are my clothes? A nurse named Essence runs in, she said that I should relax. If I waited a few moments, Seduction would be back. She came in and said that she wanted to make me an offer. Something about the way she spoke, I couldn't keep my eyes off her. Then I started feeling woozy, so I sat my ass down. She said ignorance days is numbered, lust is taking over town. I did not understand the motives of the seductress, cause I remember but when she murdered truth and justice. Now here's where the situation gets complex. If I take ignorance down, would the prophet be next? I remember the words of wisdom, so I answer with no. Then she informs me that I'm poisoned and she has the antidote. I flew into a rage and started flipping shit over. Seduction held the ground, keeping her composure. She said, you're wasting time fucking with me. You had 24 hours, now you have 23.
Hello, Seduction. Did the prophet take the bait? Oh, he did he? For your sake, I hope he shows up on time. Because if he doesn't, your sister will make a lovely addition to my harem.
They gave me high-tech weaponry and all the pertinent information. Maps, floor plans, and ignorance location. He changed up his game since our first confrontation. He used to play the library, now it's the TV station. My seventh sense told me that I was in grave danger, so I hit my man Courage on his two-way pager. I hope he gets the message, if you know what I mean. Cause now I'm down to hour 18. I cut through the lock with a laser beam. I took out anger and fear, some of the meanest guys on ignorance team. I make it to the next locked door as I start to cut all the lights. Come on, another motherfucking setup. My fingers on the trigger, but before I could bust, I'm disarmed by seduction and surrounded by lust. A bunch of female assassins with asses fatter than strippers. I hear a buzzing noise and the anium clippers. My chest tightens up, I fall down. The clippers hit my head, my dreads hit the ground. Seduction comes over, looks me in the face and gives me a kiss. I'm thinking, it can't end like this.
The saga continues.